Welcome. You have tuned in to WWGH 107.1 FM Radio, and you are listening to Linda Sims live here with the program A Voice of a People. Thank you for tuning in. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Also, you can download free app on any electronic device, and the app is called TuneIn, and search WWGH. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Victory in Truth Ministries, Bishop J.C. Church, 485 State Route 4 South, Bucyrus, Ohio. Telephone number there is 419-563-9565. Also, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 309 Suite A, North Main Street, here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. And they have an ongoing announcement. Free produce every second Saturday of every month from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Location again, Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. No appointment necessary or pre-registration. All you have to do is sign in your name and number of people in your household. So mark your calendars. This is a new month, and the second Saturday of this month, you will be able to participate in that at Logos Christian Ministries. Also, Inspect Ohio LLC, your one call inspection company, home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. And that is in LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. And as always, I have a thought for you today. To think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best. Okay. That's what a happy life should remember to do. Again, to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best. Okay, so when things don't turn out your way, then don't be too upset about it. Just think of the best, okay? And try it again. Now, I need to turn with my visitors for today, starting with Ms. Tara Dyer, who is running for Marion County Commissioner, and her protege.
He's my treasurer.
Her treasurer.
He's a treasurer.
Okay. Her treasurer, Willie King, who wear many hats throughout our community here today, and he is a part of the mentor group at Grant Middle School. How are you two doing today?
Great. Thanks for the invite. It's a beautiful day.
Isn't it?
It's a beautiful day.
Doesn't it feel good to have to wipe your face of sweat and get the fan out?
Been waiting. Been find waiting my sunglasses.
On it. Been waiting on it.
I could not find my sunglasses.
I know you were upset, weren't you? Well, that's good. That's good. So, Tara, how are you doing? What you said you're doing fine, but how do you feel about giving us just a little bit of your bio?
I can do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, like I said, thanks for the invite. Many of you out there in your listening audience probably are aware that I am running for an office, and that office is Marion County Commissioner, where my motto is unity in the community. A little bit about my background. A lot of people know me as Tara McDuffie, and Mother Maddie Mays, whenever I visit Mays Community Temple, she always says, Tara McDuffie, you know, so, and I like that name. So many of you may recognize me as being that. I come from a huge family of 12 brothers and sisters, so a lot of times I'm recognized in that way as Homer's sister or Glow's sister, mm-hmm. or Rick Rock, you know, whatever. So I'm recognized in that way. I'm also recognized as being O.J. McDuffie's aunt, because, you know, he made history by being born in Marion and playing for the Miami Dolphins, the first player in Marion, Ohio, to play for a professional football team. So a lot of people might know me by those different aliases,
right.
And I like them all.
Right.
So, Linda, just a little bit. I am a proud graduate of Harding High School. I graduated with the class of 1975.
Okay.
I received a bachelor's degree from the Defiance College in Defiance, Ohio, and I got my teaching degree from the Defiance College. Then I worked in Marion City Schools for 35 years.
Ooh,
but
Tara.
During that time, I also received a master's degree from The Ohio State University,
right.
A master's of arts degree from The Ohio State University. And I always, in this bio, when I'm asked this question, I always say that my life at Harding High School prepared me for where I am sitting, you know, right here today. And that's because of the fact that in Harding, I was always the person, like, behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I was always pushing someone to do this or to run for this office or to be in this particular place. And, you know, I was very, very socially active.
Okay.
But I was always behind the scenes, you know. And when I graduated, I had two aspirations. It was going to be teaching.
Okay.
Or political, because I was involved in, you know, like student council. I was a secretary of my the Future Teachers of America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was very, very political, but my heart was in teaching. So I went on, you know, and got my education degree and taught for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time for me to look at the other piece to what my dream is, and that is
right.
to be political.
And please do not leave out that you are the mother of Shante Dyer.
Oh, please. All right. She would kill me.
Yeah. I know.
So I am
and
the proud mother.
Yes.
Yeah, I am the proud mother of four children. Corey McDuffie, he's my oldest,
mm-hmm.
and the father of four of my grandchildren. They're all girls.
Right.
I call them stinking girls. So then my daughter, Janae, who's graduating soon from Marion Technical College with
okay.
a nice degree, and she got a good education there. But she has, like, this is probably like her fourth degree. She'll kill me for saying that. But so hopefully she'll like this.
Right.
And then my twins, Shante Dyer, who's, she played at the University of Louisville,
mm-hmm.
and got a nice education there. But now she's playing overseas in Switzerland.
Okay.
And, my youngest, my baby boy, Sean, and Sean works at various things. Right now he's substitute teaching and training kids. You know, he went to two D2 national championships. And, you know, both Shante and Sean were prolific at Harding High School.
Yes,
they're on the 1,000
yes.
points board. And as a matter of fact, Shante is the leading scorer of both genders. Like, she has like 1800 points over there, and I'd like to see her I don't want to see her record broken, but it's gonna be hard to for someone to get almost 2000 points in high school in 4 years.
She can also break her own record.
Yeah. What,
leaving school now?
No, this is at Harding. She
Harding.
Had 1800
okay.
points at Harding.
Okay.
And on the history, you know, and they graduated almost 10 years ago. So I always encourage, there's a little girl that's out there right now, the little Douglas girl that might come close to it. So I wish her good luck, and
right.
I wish that she's got great coaches, and You know, so, but she, of any gender, she's got the highest points of anybody. And my oldest son, Corey, he scored 60 points in a game. So he has that record. Mm. So, I mean, that's scoring the most points in any game. So we're a basketball family.
Yes, you are. Yes. Sports.
Yeah, we oriented. Love it. Yes. We love it.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, so that's a little bit about me and good. The important things that I'd like to highlight. So.
Well, that's great. I know you just celebrated your birthday, and happy belated birthday again.
Yesterday. It was such a great day. It was such a great day. I forgot to mention my favorite grandson. So I have 5 grandkids, and he was there, and he was the star. And it was my birthday, but he was the star. So Ronnie, Jerron Crowder, you know, made my day for making it to my birthday because he lives in another city as well as 2 of my other grandchildren. Okay. So I had all my grandkids there and my brothers came down. And so it was just a great time. You know, I thank the Lord for allowing me to make it to 25 years old.
Amen.
Willie's giving me that look. Actually, yeah. I'm 61. So, Willie, no comments from the peanut gallery.
Nothing from me.
And you mentioned that, you know, because of your background and your personality, your character, and pushing other people to do things, you've decided that you're going to do something political.
Yes.
Okay. Now, and I was going to ask, now, how did you come to this conclusion that you really want to be a part of the county commissioners? But what does a county commissioner do?
Well, the county commissioner, like, you know, I ask people in the streets all the time, do you know who your county commissioners are?
Probably not.
They do meet Tuesday and Thursday at 9 o'clock in our county building. And oftentimes there's a lot of people there, but like if they're going to get a proclamation or if they have an issue that needs to become, you know, to the attention of the commissioners. But you know, I advocate that people, you know, you go and know what your government is doing. The county commissioners, they have 4 really important duties. One of the things is everything in the county that the county owns is deeded to the commissioners.
Right.
You know, so, and there are 3, and they are elected according to who's running. If it's a gubernatorial race, it's 1 person. All right. So you only elect 1 commissioner. If it's a presidential election, then you elect 2. And the method behind that is you always have someone on that kind of knows what's going on. They have a history of what is happening as far as the mayor and commissioners are concerned.
Okay.
So the 2 that are going to come off in 2 more years, when it's time to 2020, you know, their offices will be up and they'll be running, you know. So the 1 person that goes in this year, or not this year, but, you know, in January 2, they will work with those for 2 more years. And then, you know, you might see a shakeup, you know, it might be the same, you know, or whatever. But you'll always have 1 or 2 people that have a history of what's going on with the commissioners. Okay. So their deeds, a lot of the county stuff is deeded to them, and they sign off on like everything. They also are responsible for appropriating funds. Okay. You know, tomorrow, for example.
You mean any decisions that are being made that for our city, they have to sign off for, like
the
roads.
County. Not the county, not the city. So this is a countywide election.
Okay.
And that's what I want people to understand. It's just not about Marion City. That's why my slogan is unity in the community.
Right.
And that's Tully, that's Caledonia, that's LaRue, that's Waldo. You know, that's all of the villages and municipalities and the townships in Marion.
Okay.
So like tomorrow, for example, regional planning has grants, you know, competitive grants for all these counties. So they'll come to the meeting tomorrow. They probably, I don't know because I'm not a commissioner, but they've already submitted probably some information as to why my municipality or whatever should get the funding. So tomorrow they'll get this information, and it's a grant.
Okay.
And it's a competitive grant. So the commissioners will be responsible to see which municipality will receive that funding.
Okay.
So, and you know, everybody, you know, a grant, everybody is like probably.
Want some of
yeah,
it, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I'll be interested, and next time I come in, I'll tell you more about that. But, you know, things like that, like they're the purchasing authority also, like the sheriff might need a new car. Now everybody has a budget that needs to be approved by the commissioners.
Oh, okay.
But so if they bought a new car, let's say the sheriff's department, mm-hmm. then it wouldn't be deeded to the sheriff's department. It would be deeded to the Marion County commissioners.
Oh.
So anything that is appropriated, you know, it's and if I'm wrong, I'm looking at the Board of Commissioners, Ohio Revised Chapters 305 and 307 in the Book of County Commissioners and County Officials.
Okay.
And that's what, you know, that's what they're saying. They're also doing taxing, like the County Board of Developmental Disabilities, for example, had to come to the commissioners to see if they could put a levy on the ballot. And because it costs money, and you know, the commissioners have to make that decision. Now, that was at last Thursday's meeting, mm-hmm. and so the commissioners voted to have, you know, developmental disabilities levy to be placed on the ballot. It costs like $40,000 from the budget. So now it's up to the city and the county to determine whether or not they will approve this levy. So that's going to be a levy on the ballot. So if you wanted the levy on the ballot, mm-hmm. you'd have to go to the commissioners and state your case, state your reasoning, and, you know, of course, that would be something that they would have to decide, considering monies and all those kind of things. So okay. It's been interesting doing this thing. You know, I've been trying to study to show myself approved.
Right.
And last week I was at regional planning, you know, asking questions in their office. Before that, I was in Bradley Arnes's office. And this is a nice journey, because if anything else, I'll learn a lot about the government stuff that I should have learned when I was a senior in high school. So they do some really good things in the community. But I got, you know, Linda, what I'm trying to do is expand my advocacy.
Yes.
You know, and like you said, you didn't know who the commissioners were, but they
or what
do,
they did.
Or what they did.
Yes.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What they do.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you ask people, well, who's your, I live in the Fifth Ward, and I tell you, Leslie Cunningham is my city commissioner. You know, I mean, we have to know who we can turn to in order to get answers, or
That's
if
true.
We have problems. Everybody's not like you, Linda. They don't know the mayor, you know, personally.
Okay.
You know him personally,
right.
You know, and you can, you
yes.
know, but the mayor is that kind of a person. But, you know, and I want to be that unifier. I want to be that bridge, you know, that, you know, maybe encompasses that gap mm-hmm. that exists between regular people and the government, because
oh, yeah.
you should, everybody should have a say so in what your life is going to be about. Do you know we only had 30% voter turnout at the last election? 30% of the 100.
Low, isn't
I
it?
Know. Yeah. So, oh.
but so what do you think we can do about that to help encourage people to come out? People are so disenfranchised.
I know
about
they
doing
don't like the government
like
anymore. But Willie, why don't you tell her what we talked about this morning? Get you in on this conversation.
Well, what did we talk about this morning?
We talked
about sleep.
Well, you know, there's different things that we can do. We gotta wake this town up. People got to understand that change is all around us,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be time for Marion to make some changes. A lot of things we want to do is try to get people to come out and vote,
mm-hmm.
you know, to understand what your government is about.
Right.
If you got a problem, who do you turn to? You know, everybody said, well, I'll call an attorney. Well, you don't have to call an attorney all the time.
True.
You know, you got your commissioners here and you got your councilman or whatever you want to do to make things, try to make things right, you know, because I'm starting to see, well, some people are uncomfortable out here today with a lot of things that's going on. But rather than keeping it to yourself and complaining about it, let's try to see if we can get out and do something about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know.
And that requires action. A lot of people
sure
are like laid back and want other people to go forth and, and take care of this and take care of that, whether they are actually taking care of their concerns or not. As long as they know other people are out there, you know, in the atmosphere, like you say, at the mayor's office and we're talking, but I might not reach your concerns, you know, and just like you said, county commissioners, if their meetings are open to the public,
they are. Yeah, and they have to be announced. They cannot hold a meeting unless they are announced. You know, it's like Marion Public Health. It's got to be in the paper, on social media.
Really?
Yeah, it has to be announced that there is a meeting at 9 o'clock. The website, the Marion County Commissioner's website, even has the agenda for what they're about to discuss. And recently I've been put on the email chain because so I can see just exactly a synopsis of what they're going to be talking about, so I can read about it the day before. Because when you come to the meetings, it's more or less putting a rubber stamp on what they've already talked about and discussed, you know, and what they've researched and all that kind of stuff. So it's just really, so you can get on that email train, you know, and have them send you what the commissioners are going to talk about. You can also go back to that site and see how each one of the commissioners voted on a particular subject, you know. The good thing about having three is you could never have a tie, you know, so they don't always have to agree.
Right, that's true.
You know, but the good thing about three is, you know, that that's a great number and it's great for discussion. But the other thing, too, Linda, Willie and I talked about this morning, we got to get 30%. We got to get people to vote. We have got to get people to vote. I know many of you feel disenfranchised and many of us feel like, you know, your vote doesn't count and all that stuff. But, you know, you got to vote. Now, it's too late to vote in the primary that's coming up. I'm an uncontested candidate, you know, for the Democratic Party.
Right.
You know, so I don't have anybody running against me in the primary. But in the biggie in November, you know, at the primary, we'll find out, you know, who the opponents of the contested races are.
Okay.
So, but in the biggie in November, it's going to be, I know I'll be running against Ken Stuyvesant. I know because he was the one that was elected during a gubernatorial time.
All right.
So he got elected when the governors were running for office. So, so I know the Republican candidate is Mr. Stuyvesant. And that big thing is coming up in November election. So we've been trying to get out and get people. I can register you to vote right now. If anybody wants to come down to the radio station, come on down to A Voice of the People, and we'll get you registered. You know, but you cannot vote in this primary that's coming up. But you can vote in the big general election. Yeah, so we'll register you. Come on down to Linda's show and say hello to Linda and be a voice of the people.
Yeah.
So I got the forms, and so we can get you registered. I'd like to see one of the other things that I would like to see is trying to work hard to get that voter turnout high. Now, it's going to be low, I know, because it's not like a big, you know, big thing, you know.
But what people don't realize, every election is big. Everyone is big. It just doesn't have to be presidential, but even the little things matter.
Yeah. I learned that by working at the polls, and people can volunteer to work at the polls and really see your government at work, you know, what you need to do. Another good resource is the Board of Elections. They got two great big old signs when you go in the county building that tell you what you need to do in order to vote. And go in there, they've got like six people in the office, and they are always willing to answer your questions.
Right.
And if you want to vote early, you can even go to the Board of Elections if you want to avoid lines and all those kind of things. So if you want to vote early, you can go in right now and vote. You know?
Up until what, the day before, right?
Yeah, they said, I think it's Saturday. I think
Saturday's
that Saturday, and then voting, I think, is on that Tuesday. Don't quote me on that, but you can vote early.
Yes.
You know, I mean.
Yes.
but not often. Just vote one time.
A lot of people say, hey.
turn your complaints into a vote.
Right, that's absolutely. Right.
That's a good one.
And a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to vote early because I don't trust that they're going to put my register my vote for me, you know. But there's a lot of misconceptions about voting, and people are shy away.
They count those first. They count that, and I think so too. Independent votes, they count those. Mm-hmm. I think those are the first wave of voting that happens. But, you know, a lot of people want to vote paper because they feel like, you know, I'm not using that machine. And a lot of people use machine because they don't want to vote paper.
Yes, that's true.
You know, vote changing to whatever time. Your comfort zone is.
Or just mail me my ballot. I'm a busy person and I can do, you know, my voting that way, mail it back to you.
I have those too. I have absentee ballot forms. So if you are that person and, you know, like my daughter that's always playing everywhere, whatever community she's in, that's what she does is she votes absentee.
Okay.
You know, because you got to get it in by a certain time. So, so I have that form if you want to, vote absentee. Or you can call, like I said, the Board of Election. That site has been very helpful to me in my campaign.
Right.
If you can be in Switzerland and vote, Marion shouldn't be no problem.
Right, you're right.
Yeah, she lives in Franklin County.
But, we got people here to say, well, I don't have any way to get into the poll. I don't have this, But there are ways of getting there.
Yes.
Call a friend. Mm-hmm. Call a neighbor. Mm-hmm. Call me.
Right.
And I'll do what I can to make sure, because 30% of the people in Marion County is only voting. We're not getting a lot of turnout because of the things there. You know, people are not interested unless they're complaining about it.
True.
And
that's the only way change comes.
Yeah, we got to make changes.
Right. You have to be a part.
Everybody don't like it.
Right.
But
if it affects you, you'll come out and vote. Mm-hmm. But if it doesn't, you say, and the next thing you know, something's happened. This has happened, or this rule has changed, and you're like, I didn't know that. Well, it was just voted down. So you got to be a part of the conversation if you want to change the conversation to look like what you want. And, the other thing, I just get tired of people saying, marrying this and marrying that. And a couple of years
derogatory.
Ago.
Derogatory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A couple of years ago, a good friend came up and he said, well, we need to have some, tried and true leadership, And I just prayed about it, And I said, this is what I want to do. So we'll see how this turns out, but hopefully in a positive way, but if not, I'm not going away. Because I live in this community and I want to make a difference and I want to be an advocate for those who are afraid to say things. I'm on trying to get on a housing coalition to talk about housing. I'm looking and been on forums for the opioid crisis. And so, that is attacking our community.
Oh, yes.
I deliver Meals on Wheels. What do I need to do in this community to dispel that myth that Marion, we've got to unify.
And we have to realize one person still can't do it all. Mm-hmm. And you make a big dent into things that need to be done in our community. Like you say, you are the type of person that you push people.
Mm-hmm.
Your way of pushing people. Mm-hmm. And for them to get out there and know that they can be a part of what's going on and be a part of making decisions and making change, But if you continue to be negative, then nothing's really going to move. Mm-hmm. We need more than 30%.
Mm-hmm.
What about 75%? Mm-hmm. That sounds really good.
Oh, well,
we can make
so
change
great.
That way,
Yeah, we
like you said, the opioid.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to know, well, when is the drug war going to end? Or are we going to win this war? No, if you can't come out and put your hand and feet to it. No.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them taskers are really up there.
They are, and not only that, it's everybody always complains, like Willie said, but when it comes to be, task oriented, that's when you don't see anybody. There was a forum just last week at the Knights of Columbus, and I thought didn't you think that forum would be like
overcrowded?
A whole bunch of people, talking about ways that we could
address the opioid.
Yeah. There was not a lot of people there.
I was supposed to be there. I thought I put it on my calendar, but I think I didn't.
They had food, you know, that always brings people in.
Because I went to the one they had out at Harding High School some years ago. I went to that one when Dima Hodgins was still working with Jody. Adam H. Board. She was still working with them. And I meant to go to this one. I don't know where I should have written it down on my calendar.
Well, there's a opioid task force that's right in its infancy, like right now, that if anybody is interested, I would suggest that they call Jody Galloway. And she's not, well, we think it's the Adam Board, you know, but they have their own building over there on, they've set, the Adam Board only let them have an office there. Okay. So now they have their own building. It's on Old Campbell Street over behind the palace. Yeah.
And that's so, what they're doing back there. Okay.
So I would suggest that they call Jody and say, you know, look, I want to make a difference. I want to be on this task force. And they'll put you in as we try to come up with solutions and ideas to address and attack this problem. You know, we just can't have Narcan training. You know, we got to do and peel back the onion and see underlying causes.
That's sort of like a pacifier. You know, really, it's like passing the buck just to do something temporarily, you know, and try to keep a lot of people from ODing, you know.
Yeah, saving lives.
Yes, saving
but we
lives.
We got to do something else. We got to do something else.
But, you know, just a thought of me dying and somebody had to bring me back to life with. No. You'd think it would jolt you not to do it again, but it's not that type of party.
Not everybody.
They got some stuff out there now that is lethal and it's scary.
That would scare me to see someone going through that.
I know.
And then have to administer Narcan to them and really not knowing what you do. That's why I try to go to some of these classes with Tara and find out exactly what's going on, because, you know, somebody might be having an asthma attack or something. You think that they're on heroin and you might administer the wrong thing, and then you open yourself up for a lawsuit. So that's why we need to get out, vote, go to some of these classes, find out who you can call to find out the information that you want to know. Right. If you got people in your family that you know that's on opioids and having this, yes, you know, you might want to keep Narcan close by. But it scares me to think that I would have to save somebody's life, you know. And because I haven't had the training, I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you got a decision to make.
Right.
It could be pretty tough on you. So, therefore, get out, vote, know who your people are, get in touch with them. What can I do about this? You know, they'll tell you one-on-one what you can do and what you can't do.
Yeah, because sometimes, like you said, Linda, they do need just people. You know, just people that will pass out flyers, or just people that will man the phones, or just people who will type something up. You know, with the Narcan, everybody's first line of a defense is call 911 before you do anything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, call 911, and then you go from there.
That's embedded in your
brain.
Right,
call 911. Don't try, you know, but you know, there is, to me, unity in the number of people. And you know, when Martin Luther King was marching to Selma, you know, it wasn't just him, it was those people that when he turned around, he saw seas and seas and seas of people.
Yes.
You know, well, you know, when
all types
of all types
of
people,
cultures of people
joining and locking hands.
Yes.
You know, so it's not just the person that is in front, you know.
That's true.
And then I found also it's Christy Eckerd. It's the Marion Crawford Prevention Programs, and they're on 151 Campbell Street.
Okay.
And, you know, just, you know, I mean, they need all the bodies that they possibly, we need to work together.
Yes.
To address this, you know, this is a community where my grandkids are, Willie's grandkids, you know, and we want it to be like, when we were like growing up, this was the greatest place ever.
Yes,
you know?
It was.
It was nice.
As we can remember, but you know, it could still be a great community, and
it is still
a great community.
It is.
And like you said, we just need a little bit more growth in the right areas, especially people's voice.
Especially people's voice.
Their voice. It makes a difference.
Yeah.
Words. Words have power, right?
I agree.
They have power.
I agree.
They can create or tear down mm-hmm. a person or a community or mm-hmm. whatever is in front of us. Words have power.
They do.
And people need to exercise that power that they have. We do still have freedom of speech, right?
That's I heard.
We still have that going
that
for us, right?
I heard. And you know, there was a question on Facebook, and they were doing a poll. It's on my Facebook page also, Tara Dyer for Marion County Commissioner. You go on there, you see if you're eligible to vote and see where you're supposed to vote. And then they had a question. It says, well, why do you vote?
Yeah, why?
You know,
That's a good question.
And I vote because people died for me to vote.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
and at the same time, women got the right to vote too.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, women's suffrages, and, you know, a lot of people made tremendous sacrifices for me to go to Knights of Columbus and show them my ID and to go to my voting mm-hmm. booth and vote, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So, I'd like to see what people said. So, again, go to my Facebook page. Like me on Facebook, Tara L. Dyer for Marion County Commissioner, and tell me why do you vote or tell me why you don't vote. And
right.
then we can have a discussion
right.
about both those merits.
Right.
So, I'm on Facebook.
Because the issues concern all of us.
They do. Mm-hmm.
The issues at hand concerns every last one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody in your family, maybe your children or grandchildren, mm-hmm. maybe your sister, your brother, or in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
It concerns us.
Well, addiction. Raise your hand if somebody in your family that hasn't suffered an addiction of some type.
That's
you
what
know.
I've said. I've
you
said
know.
The same thing.
Raise
might
your
not
hand
been,
if,
might
yeah.
not have been heroin.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. some kind of addiction, you know, like... Raise your hand if you haven't had somebody who had in some way broken the law and maybe had gotten a wrong end of the stick, you know, a lot of
right.
us, you know.
That's true.
Raise your
That's
hand
true.
If you, you know, like ever gone to a commissioner's meeting, a city council meeting, you know. But city council makes it easy because they broadcast live, you know,
okay.
on Channel 18. So they make it easy. You don't have to go to a city council meeting. You could
okay.
sit right at your house and watch it on Spectrum Channel 18.
Right.
So they make it easy for you to know who your people are. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. do you know what ward you're in? You know, a lot of these are so political, you know.
People
when
don't
I work
know.
The polls, people, they say, well, I don't know what ward I am, but I know you, I voted where you sat the last time. And I was like, no.
Well, at least they know something.
Yeah.
That's a start, right?
It is a start. But they have, you know, they've taken away a lot of the voting locations. And they only have, I think, like only, what, five or eight major voting areas and stuff. Like the people in Waldo will vote at Dayspring Church, you know. So
okay.
they have to come from Waldo to vote at Dayspring. So, and you know, even the way we vote's going to change pretty soon. So if you're a person
I'm
that's
sure.
really adverse to change, the way we vote is going to change. So you got to stay up on stuff.
So, you know, just like the way we shop, mm-hmm. you know, stores is closing down. It's like internet now, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Things come right to your house. So
yeah.
like we're saying, change is
yeah.
going to come whether you're going to be a part of it or
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
And it's better to have a say.
And what that change is.
Yes.
That means you got to get out and vote.
Yes, you do.
You know, if you're looking for change, you want change, to be a part of the economic situation that's going on, voting's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to think, too, when I was much younger, too young to vote, that, well, my vote don't make no difference. But as I got older, yeah, it do.
Yes, it does.
It makes a difference. You might not see it. Right off the bat, but it makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
Well, and people didn't understand the Electoral College stuff, and mm-hmm. it's hard to explain. But in races like this, every vote counts, you
yes.
know. But in the presidential, you know, when you go to the Electoral College where, you know, one person got the popular vote, but one person got the Electoral College, and that person is
wow.
president. A lot of people mm-hmm. don't understand that, you know, so you have to... Like we said, educate yourself and study to show that you are approved so that when you're sitting there arguing at your dinner table with someone who has opposing political opinions,
right,
you don't
right.
spout something that you don't know.
Right.
So,
or at least contact somebody who does.
Yeah.
No, or should.
My phone is always handy.
That's
and
good.
I will be quick to say I was wrong and I'm sorry, you
okay.
know, if I give any incorrect information.
But you were going to say, Linda, I saw something.
Oh, what, yeah, Linda, that? I was at McDonald's, and I saw when you talking about ordering online, mm-hmm. I saw people ordering food using their apps on their phone.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
I was like, what?
Yes.
Sometimes we don't even wait on the line.
Kroger's. You can do a whole grocery list. And
can
pull
you
up.
Kroger's?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's what they said. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, we don't want to get to the point that we're prisoners of our own home either.
Mm-hmm.
True.
You know, and that's what they're leading. People are afraid to go out.
Right.
You know, so they're ordering everything on social media. You know, you order your shoes, your groceries, and everything. But where do your communication with other people come in at? Mm-hmm. You know, so you got to. I just don't want to see people become a victim of their own home. They don't go anywhere. They don't do anything. You know, and just like now, I don't see many friends that I had a few years ago. I remember somebody stopped, knock on the door, say, hey, what are you doing? People don't do that anymore.
No, that's dangerous.
You know, it's like calling. It's like calling. You got to call and make an appointment.
Right.
To better. Come visit somebody, you know.
It's like, I'm coming by. It's
yeah.
like, okay,
better.
Unlock the door.
That's not safe.
Yeah,
it's not safe.
It's being safe.
And
especially our elderly.
It's sad to say that we've come to this. Mm-hmm. But it's all over our nation. It's not safe.
We can still stop a lot of that through voting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We can stop a lot of that through voting. You know, we can make our community safer.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to make sure we get the right people in the right spot.
That's mm-hmm. true. Mm-hmm. With the right intent.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. intent is big.
You know, I think, too, like, when you develop that sense of complacency, mm-hmm. you know, and you don't go vote, then that's going to put the same old, you know, people in doing the same old thing. And, you know, that's the definition of what? Insanity.
Insanity.
Yeah.
Expecting different results, but, you know, you keep putting the same people in there.
Yeah.
So we can't have different results.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, and then if I am privileged to be, you know, the county commissioner, and I don't do what the people elected me to do, then it's time for me to go.
That's
you
true.
Know,
that's
I mean, true. And, you know, and you won't see me going around here, I promise to, you know, because I can't make promises that I cannot keep. And remember, right. there are two other people that are in this decision-making process that is all dependent upon what the people want.
Right.
You know, so,
and that's,
you know,
what you have to bring to the table as being a Marion County Commissioner, if so voted into that position.
And that's what I, you know, I start out by saying, you know, I know that I can build a bridge,
mm-hmm.
you know, that will unify those people who feel disenfranchised. I know I can do that because
right.
of the people who I talk to,
right.
you know, and the people who I'm around and so on. So I feel like I know that I can have an open door policy where people can freely talk to me about issues. I know I can promise that,
mm-hmm.
you know. Anybody that knows me knows, and my children who have waited for me in the car while I've been in the grocery store talking to people for hours, they said, just never mind, we'll go wait for you in the car, you know. So they know, you know, that my concern is my people, and that's mm-hmm. the people of Marion and making Marion a better community. Like on my card, not only does it say vote for Dyer May 8th, when mm-hmm. that's the primary, but it says I would like to use my education and years of experience to develop practical, realistic solutions as Marion continues to progress.
Right.
As Marion continues to progress.
Right.
So, you know, Marion is not going to be left in the dust, you know, because we're going to have people in key places that's going to be innovative, and they want to be progressive, you know. So
right.
that's what, you know, when we talk about what do you bring to the table.
That's right. That's right. And that's so important, because you never know if someone just tuned in mm-hmm. ready or not. So
yeah.
some of those things we repeat right at the end, and also the pitch for voting. Before we only have maybe a minute left.
Well, you know, like I said, if you having trouble getting out and about, we're going to have people around town that'll come give you a ride, take you back home, You might not get to go to grocery shopping at that time, but we'll make sure you get to the voting booth, make sure you get home. But the main thing is just make sure that you register to vote and vote.
Right.
You're going to make a difference. You're going to make a difference. You see changes all over the world today. We can't leave Marion behind. We got to pay forward. We got to make sure that our kids understand. You know, talk to your kids about voting. They're 14, 15, 16 years old.
Yes.
Talk to them about it. Show them how important it is.
Yes.
Because pretty soon it's going to be their turn.
Right.
To vote. They'll That's be going
true.
To the voting booth with you. So let's get out there and make some changes. Let's do some voting. Let's get that 30% up to 75%. And we can do that, but we have to work together.
That's true. Thank you, Tara Dyer,
Democratic candidate
for Marion County Commissioners, and her treasurer, Willie King. Thank you both for coming.
Thank you for tuning in.
You have been listening to A Voice of a People here live.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio.